of the city of Brussels, and the site of the canal is now more and more appropriate for cycling and walking. But we also have an interesting railway path on the extension, right, former railway that led from central Brussels to a very important suburb, a rich suburb now. The railway is out of use and it has been transformed into a railway with some nice memories of the railway time. It's very crowded on the sunny Sundays, but more and more also on ordinary Sundays. In the 18th of invention, ordinary Sunday is not especially a sunny Sunday. But you know what's about the weather here. It's a very, very nice walk, very nice urban connector. The only thing was that four bridges had been destroyed in the 1970s for the purpose of accommodating more cars. And our small organization invited the minister in charge of environment in Brussels, and he said, look, you have a wonderful potential for a wonderful railway park, but all those four bridges missing bridges, all the people have to go down the stairs, cross the street, go up, once again and once again and once again. And he decided in 2 years to rebuild the bridges for a budget of €2 million altogether. Especially this one is 60 meters long bridge, which was a challenge, but now. And the result is that this dream is more and more popular, not only on Sunday now, but I'm very close to this railway park, and now I can see every morning families going with the children, or children, big children going alone to school, or people going to work on foot or with a bicycle. So now it's a very useful urban greenway, urban way of communication. In Flanders, there are two different sectors. Where we pass, so the potential is 400 kilometers. So there are 400 kilometers of distance railway in Flanders. More or less 250 kilometers are open to slow traffic, and there are some programs that could increase the amount up to 350. So only 50 kilometers of distance railway will be lost forever because they have been transformed, sold to private people, transformed into roads, etc. When it's about towpath, it's towpath are a regional matter because canals and larger big rivers are in the hands of the region. The potential is 800 kilometers and you can cycle or walk on about 600 kilometers today. Well, the Walloon region, so the Walloon region, French-speaking part of Belgium, has developed a program called the RABEL. RABEL stands for Réseau Autonome de Wallon, or Autonomous Network of Slow Ways, literally. It's a project connecting in blue towpaths along canals and rivers, and in green, dark green, distance railways. So the aim is to have an interconnecting network. It will take some time to have all these railways interconnected, but this is the purpose, and the budget are now made for that purpose. When it's about distance railways, the potential is about 1,000 kilometers of abandoned railways, and about 300 have been open to slow traffic by now. So there's a huge work done before we get a 100% network of our potential railway paths. What is interesting is that we have a very unique agreement between the Walloon region and the national railway. The railway is a national matter, federal matter, but there is an agreement between the Walloon region and the railway that says that no piece of this used railway line can be sold to anybody without the agreement of the Walloon region. The purpose of this is that the Walloon region has a priority in reusing this used railway. If there's no project for this used railway to be turned into a piece of the rubber land, it can be sold. But the majority of them will be preserved, more than 90% will be preserved through this special and very interesting agreement. The Gulen region would pay it's a long-term lease of 99 euros with an average cost of rent of about it's about 30 eurocents per meter and per euro. So it's not that high for a region of that. So the Rabat is also in a towpath, 1,000 kilometers of possible towpath along canals and railways, and about 620 are now open to slow traffic. The rest of it has been improved to accommodate non-motorized users. The budget for the overall budget for the Rabat is about 5 million euros a year to build the Rabat. The maintenance is in the hands of the municipality. If they don't want to maintain the Rabat, they won't have it. That's but what is interesting that recently, especially under the pressure of Christophe Lacroix, our general secretary for Aiguade, he also works with the Wallon government, and now there is a decision to increase this budget by 20% each year during 5 years, so it's the equivalent of adding 80% to the budget during this 5 years. But anyway, with this budget, it's only possible to build a greenway or railway path on distance railways with an amount of 15 to 20 kilometers a year. When I said that the potential is about 1,000 kilometers, you can imagine how long it will take to have this rail set up for the whole territory. So the waiting period could be between 35 and 50 years before we have reached the complete network. And our fear is that 35 to 50 years is more than one generation. So many things can change during one or more than one generation. So what we pushed with the help of the Wallon government and with some municipalities is the concept of pré-ravel. Pré-ravel means we go to the municipalities and say, you have a choice, or you wait for money coming from the Walloon government and you have nothing in the meantime, or you put some budget in building a very simple railway park, just cut the trees, improve the surface a little bit, repair small problems with the bridges, and then you have at least a park for, let's say, pedestrians and hybrids, bicycles. Maybe not for a bicycle that they use for the Tour de France, but at least you can, most people can cycle. So what is new in the notion of pré-ravel is a partnership between municipalities and the region, which is a new concept. And what is interesting is that pré-ravel is so successful that the region's government said, okay, we also can make a pré-ravel if we want. Why should we put all the money to have a perfect concrete or asphalt trail with benches, picnic tables, barbecues, lights, etc., etc.? Maybe we can open, even in time, we can open a very simple way for some non-motorized users. Just two examples, one here near the German border. It's the first, let's say, official pré-ravel in the Bordeaux region. And what is very interesting is that now it's a backbone of a sub-regional cycle network that will be connected in 2 years with a German cycle network of the Rheinland-Pfalz, which is one of our neighbors. Another one is not far from Brussels, was solemnly opened last weekend, so it's a wonderful celebration with music and a lot of people. And so to give ideas to other local committees or other municipalities. And what is also interesting, that now, once again, with the help of Christophe and other members of the Walloon government, we have now new opportunities for funding Greenway. There is a special program called Rural Development Funds that can get some money if they want develop their activities or improve the quality of life in a municipality, and now officially since last year it's possible to use this forbidden green waste in the framework of the Prairie Dunstan. Another possibility is developed by the Minister for Internal Affairs, the stuff is working with, is the concept of municipal green waste. So the Walloon government would subsidize up to 80% of the cost of a greenway on a municipal level. And another possibility is also to have the greenways maintained by the provinces. Provinces have some competencies, not so many this time, but they can do that too. So if they have all the municipalities, they don't have to pay for the maintenance of the greenway. And of course, you can find many greenways have been built in the term of Victoria program. So with all these possibilities now, the hope is to build at least in a simple way between 50 and 70 kilometers of new railway path a year. So the waiting period will be diminished to 15 to 25 years, which is one generation and that's two. And also it leads to a higher level of involvement of the different parts, the region, the different administrations, municipalities, local associations that can push this project. So that's why we're rather happy with the development of the concept of Greenland, especially at railway park in our region, because now most people have understood that the cooperation between the different levels of administration, government and association is the most powerful tool we have to get with our Greenland.
Thank you very much. Where do the surface is smooth, do you permit the use of skateboards and skate?
Where the surface, with a hard surface like asphalt or good quality concrete, the general rule is that the rubber is considered as in the law, the concept is a path for non-motorized users, a special category with road, highway, motorways, etc. So, path for non-motorized users, that's a special sign. You saw it in one of the slides with the blue square with the users that are allowed. And roller skaters skateboards are considered as pedestrians according to the law. But in the law, when it's about this square sign, the law says that no users can endanger any other user, and you cannot impede or block the traffic. So it's a two-level aspect of the law. You are allowed to go there, but you cannot put any other user in danger, and you cannot cause a problem to the non-motorized traffic. So it's a kind of way of saying you have to live together. If you don't do that, maybe you will be responsible for an accident. So at this time, we don't. There were some accidents, but with crossing the road and with car, not between non-motorized users. So it's probably an acceptable solution.
Will you put down a hard surface? How do you facilitate horse riding? Do you have another surface besides that?
I must be very honest. We don't do that. We work with the Walloon region, the whole municipality. The budgets come from those powers, and they are just facilitators who just work in cooperation with. But the rule is that when it's about the Ravel, the principle of the Ravel, Christophe can tell more if you want, he has worked on this more than I did. The rule is to have a hard, when it's possible, to have a hard surface at least 2.5 meters wide for cyclists, wheelchairs, etc. And when it's possible, to have a soft surface lane on the sides. The only for especially for horseback riders, but then the distance railway must be wide enough to accommodate both lanes. There's a little drawback that if you do that, you have to cut more trees. But you have to, you know, to cut the trees on a wider, larger width. The other problem is in some places, local authorities don't want horseback riders because it's dangerous for other users. So it can be a discussion before the opening of the trail if they accept, they would accept horseback riders everywhere. So in some places there is a sign saying that the horses are accepted, and maybe 3 or 4 kilometers later on the trail you will find another sign saying that they are not. But they just don't appear on the sign, but just your pedestrian and the cyclist. So it's a discussion in some places. When it's a prairie rubber with no hard surface, because municipalities don't want to put too much money in a hard surface, the regional government will do that later. In this case, it's a soft surface. And once again, could be a discussion. We are making a test. I showed you one of these Prairie Ravel near Brussels, Nivelles and everyone. And they decided to make a test on 1 year. They sent a letter to all the horse farms and owners of horses in the area, and they said, we make a test. If during 1 year we don't have too many problems with the horses, no complaints from the other users, no damages to the surface, then it's okay, it will be open for forever. If we have too many problems, then we will close to horses. So it's more or less, the ball is in their camp now, and they have to. So I know that there are some contacts between the horse farms saying, well, we should encourage our members to have our horses slowly so we don't endanger our users, or we don't give the impression that there is danger. So it depends.
And how long are the relays, how continuously long are they before the break? And how many access points would you have? Every
so often, would
you get off, you know, leave the relay and rejoin
your own
side?
Well, it depends. When it's about the Ravel, as it's a governmental project, now the priority is to connect isolated sections. So, for instance, the longest Ravel, true Ravel we have is 42 kilometers in one section. But there are many accesses because there were many level crossings. So all the former level crossings are accesses. But we also have small section on a longer railway that has been built, so 6 kilometers here, 2 kilometers here, 5. So the purpose now to connect all these separate sections for the small. But there also are some very short section of Ravel because it's in a special place where there was a need for the population, and then they decided to have a 2 kilometer section of Ravel. It depends. But the purpose for the Ravel is to have longer section as backbones for the network. When it's about the Prairie Ravel, it depends on the municipalities, on their budgets. So the first Ravel is now 17 kilometers on 3 municipalities. They work together. We made a study. There's another one. The other one I showed you is 6 kilometers because it was just an opportunity. But now the other municipalities want to extend it to 14 kilometers, etc. So it depends. But we have now 2 or 3 long sections on the Ravel that are more than 30 kilometers.
In some city centre zones, do you run into problems where there might be issues of some strips wanting just walkway zones and not cycling zones? And if so, how do you get about that? And second of all, while making these corridors, do you also connect up with other sort of green energy production facilities along the corridors, or food production along the corridors, so you're trying to promote cycling, food, energy, all sort of combined as a project?
I try to understand your question.
Okay, sorry.
First one is about sections open only to pedestrians.
Yeah. Especially in city centre zones.
Well, when it's about the RABEL, the principle of the RABEL is to open it to all non-motorised users. So that's on the RABEL, as far as I know, there are no sections open only for pedestrians. When it's about the pre-RABEL, most municipalities want to have pre-RABEL open to all non-motorised users, except the problem with horses I was telling you. In some very short sections, the section was open only for pedestrians because the bridge is missing, for instance, at the end, and the only way to get out of the pre-RABEL is a stair. So in the meantime, it was open only for pedestrians. But when the bridge will be rebuilt, the purpose is to open it for cyclists too, because most people believe that developing every kind of non-motorized traffic is good for the health, for the environment. So if we can accept that people have to live together on the trail, usually the trend is to open to all kinds of traffic. But I didn't understand your second.
Okay, the second idea is as you're developing these corridors, and I suppose it's looking more at the sort of city, as the corridor moves through the city, I'm wondering, does the RABEL network connect up with other groups, like sort of groups that are working for city food production or for green energy production, like if it's wind turbines or if there's areas of water to start powering electricity?
I would say why not, but it's not in the budget of the RABEL. The RABEL is part of the budget dedicated to traffic. So it's the non-motorized traffic section of the budget of the Walloon region. And usually when the railway company gives or rents the disused railway to the region for the RABEL, the width is just sufficient for making the trail, including some operation on biodiversity on the sites, because you have, you know, slopes of the embankment of the cutting. But the ground, the available ground is not large enough to accommodate different use. In that case, the ground would be sold to the site, ground would be sold to private people who could use it for. There are some windmills along the RABEL just because it was a convenient site, but it's not connected with the trail itself.
Great, thank you very much. I hope that answered your question. We've got time afterwards to discuss further. So that was very interesting. We're now moving just slightly south of Belgium, France, and we have Daniel.